This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is stepping up efforts to convince Americans who are skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccines to get their shots. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Surveys show those skeptical are most likely to be swayed by local, community, and medical encouragement, by people they know and trust. On a call with faith leaders,
they're going to listen to your words more than they are me as president of the United States.
And in a meeting with other groups,
they're going to look to you.
The president and vice president urged community and religious leaders to keep encouraging vaccinations. They're part of a coalition of public health, athletic, faith, and other groups the administration hopes will help overcome vaccine hesitancy as the nation prepares for all adults to be eligible for shots by next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The World Health Organization's director general said Thursday the COVAX facility to distribute COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries faces a serious challenge to meet demand. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there remains a huge gap in getting vaccines to poorer countries.
COVAX has already delivered 35 million doses to more than 78 countries. But there is still a serious challenge on vaccine equity and availability.
Speaking at the same briefing, epidemiologist Maria Van Kerkhove said that Brazil was in a very serious situation as several states had declared emergencies and hospitals around the Latin American country were being overwhelmed. Brazil now has the second highest total of coronavirus deaths, nearly 322,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's second only to the United States. This is VOA News. A lawyer representing Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi and detained President Win Myint said they appeared in good health during a court hearing, but it was not clear if they were aware of the current situation in the country. Min Minso, who is representing the deposed leaders, said she was not able to inform them about what was happening outside and is not allowed to meet her clients in person. Suu Kyi and three of her deposed cabinet ministers and a detained Australian economic advisor were charged a week ago in a Yangon court under the official secrets law. A conviction under that law can carry a prison sentence of up to 14 years. A Hong Kong court found seven prominent Democrats guilty of unauthorized assembly charges, including 82-year-old lawyer Martin Lee and media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
Lee helped launch Hong Kong's largest opposition Democratic Party in the 1990s and is often referred to as the city's father of democracy. The court case relates to a peaceful demonstration held on August the 18th in 2019, which grew into an unauthorized march as numbers swelled into the hundreds of thousands. During the trial, defense lawyers argued that freedom of assembly is a constitutional right in Hong Kong. But the district court judge said that that right was not absolute and argued that restrictions are imposed to preserve public safety and order. Sentencing will come later, with some legal experts expecting jail terms of 12 to 18 months. The maximum possible sentence is 5 years.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. There was emotional testimony Thursday from George Floyd's former girlfriend in the trial of a former policeman accused of killing him. Reuters' Lisa Bernhard has details.
Courtney Ross said she was waiting in the lobby to see the father of her son, tired from having closed up the coffee shop where she worked, when she was approached by Floyd.
He said, well, can I pray with you? And this kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She said they had their first kiss that night and, but for the occasional break, were together until his death. Ross was the first person who actually knew Floyd to testify at the trial of ex-Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin, who was accused of killing Floyd last May.
I cannot breathe.
She was also open about how she and Floyd both struggled with opioid addiction. Chauvin's lawyers have argued that Floyd's death, ruled a homicide at the hands of police, was really an overdose caused by the fentanyl found in his blood.
That's Reuters' Lisa Bernhard. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David.